everybody. We are the AmeriMe Junkies. We've been gone for a few weeks, you know, holidays and all that jazz. But we're back, of course. To my top left, we have Demon Engine. And of course, to my top right, we have Queen Neek.
Hey, y'all. You already know. I've missed you guys. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at queenneek.art.
And of course, I'm Corey Salted Tree Floyd. Right now, we're coming back with a good old recap of the year that was. But first, just a few small tidbits about things you might have missed. Of course, we've lost two very prominent folks in entertainment. John Madden, football coach, guru, Hall of Famer, and of course, that one video game that everyone plays over at your cousin's house. Listen, I'm just keeping it
R.I.P.
real.
R.I.P. But like,
am I lying?
You're not. It's their staple.
Yeah, but I'm like, listen. A lot of people will be like, there's always debates on who's invited to the cookout. John Madden is already in the basement with your cousins talking trash. like he was already there.
I'm not gonna hold y'all. Feel like I'm too young for this conversation.
You can't be. Like I'm about to say, there's been a Madden game for every year you've been alive.
So was he the creator of the game or
no, he was the coach, but he was the brand pretty much.
Oh, so they named it after him.
Yep. And he was getting them checks.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Cause I was like very confused.
And of course recently we also lost Betty White at the age of 99, just 2 weeks shy of turning 100.
Now, classic Betty for her to go out on the last day of the year. That's very Betty-esque, you know?
Yeah. Now, the funny thing is, a lot of folks have always questioned why Betty White is held in such high regard and always like to bring up one very big moment. In 1954, Betty White had her own television show. She was actually one of the first women to have her own television show on her television block. Actually consisted between 2 to 3 hours on a daily basis. On that show, she actually had a lot of guests and other actors, and one was a black guy named Arthur Duncan, who would tap dance as well as sit down and talk to her and do sketch comedy with her. And when the show became syndicated and started opening up down south, of course, a lot of folks that on the Confederate side of things wasn't too fond of having a black guy on their TV screen with Betty White. Of course, the studio executives stepped up to Betty White and they were like, hey, listen, you might have to get rid of him. Oh, she's like, oh, no, I'm not. I'm like, you guys just going to have to live with that. And eventually it literally costed her her show and she was not apologetic about it. So, it seems like she's been a soldier since day one, as well as being a very funny, coy personality who made sure she evolved with the times all the way up to the 21st century. She will be missed.
R.I.P. Betty, we love you.
On the lighter side of things, apparently when Logan Paul spent $3.5 million on Pokemon cards, there's a 95% chance that they are actually fake. I'm sorry. I'm gonna call that a W. Apparently, the guy who sold him the cards has recently been arrested by the FBI for selling fake collector's cards, Pokemon cards being one of them. So it looks like the cards that Jake Paul bought off him might actually be fake. Hilarious. How you feel about that?
Wait, I'm sorry, I missed it a little bit.
Jake Paul spent $3.4 million on Pokemon cards that
were fake. Okay. Yeah, no, I don't feel bad. Yeah. Ain't my money. Yeah.
Oh no. Ain't no feeling bad over here. It's nothing but ha ha.
I mean, that's what he get for being an asshole anyway.
Basically.
That's just karma.
Every day, bro.
Like, you can't feel bad at the scammer for scamming an asshole. You just don't.
You really can't. You really can't. You really can't. Also, in other news, over at complex.com, Matt Rosa, aka The Real Soups, he got himself in a little bit of trouble with Twitter. He made a post the other day talking about America Chavez, the Marvel character, and how she's going to be revealed in the Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which you might see saw a small clip of her in the current teaser trailer out. In the post, he was saying how this will be the first Hispanic character in the MCU, and Twitter came in with the corrections so swift and so fast. Because ironically, the first Hispanic character to be introduced just happened recently on the Hawkeye series on Disney Plus, which would be the character of Echo. When he was given a chance to back up and correct himself, he decided to double down. Because despite the name of America Chavez, she is actually from a dimension where there is no race or nationalities. She just looks the way she looks, period.
Interesting.
Yes, because America Chavez is from a dimension called Utopia, where it's actually all women, and the two women literally can choose to bring life into the world, and bam, they have a child. I didn't write it. I just accept it. Another last tidbit of Marvel news. There's going to be a new comic book series that talks about Kang the Conqueror called Timeless. And the one thing I do know about this series, it is going to reveal a Storm that is also the Black Panther and the Queen of Wakanda. I look forward to when these issues hit the shelf.
Oh, yes.
So, we'll be, I'm not sure if we have it queued up properly, but we'll be right back and talk about the year that was. We're just into 2022, but let's talk about a few things that went down in 2021, be it geeky or be it just plain old freaky. I guess it'd be easier to start off last year on the 6th, this really weird thing happened. I'm going to call it the day they fucked around and found out. And it's one of those things where, of course, normally we don't get too political here. But it would be,
call it what it is. America experience fucking domestic terrorism on a scale never seen before.
Yeah, somehow things got really weird outside. Somewhere between beer, Mountain Dew, and Call of Duty. That's what happened at in Washington, D.C. Pretty much it was a travesty and a shit show within its own rights. I personally find it sad yet hilarious, because somehow the whole concept of Blue Lives Matter just went right out the door. But my personal favorite highlight of it was when this one woman who apparently also served in the armed forces honestly thought that the Secret Service wasn't going to shoot her for trying to break into Congress. R.I.P.
To fuck around is human. To find out, now that's divine.
I mean, that shit is just a little too wild for me. I can't.
A little too wild for me. Like, the fuck? Where did it... What was the reason? What?
Mm-mm. I mean, I had nothing to do with that, man. I had nothing to do with that.
Oh.
America.
Fuck yeah.
Motherfucker day now.
My bad, y'all. I had to, like, it's something wrong with my phone, so I'll probably be switching devices when I get home.
It's not a problem, Queen. Not a problem at all.
Not a problem at all.
We were just talking about how one of the first things that happened in 2021 was the insurrection.
What will happen next? I feel like, you know how there's certain like sci-fi stories where they're like aliens that look at Earth like it's a game show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm feeling like right now. What's going to happen next? Each year is just a long ass season of the show.
Speaking of shows, 2021 was definitely a big year for Marvel on television.
Facts.
Just in 2021, we had WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Loki, and Hawkeye. And each show was absolutely excellent in their own right. And yeah, of course, to see where it all goes in the long run, it's just only going to raise more questions. Out of all those shows, which one? How would you put your level of likability? Your first, second, third, fourth.
Loki has to be first. Gets first place flies. I was like, it was just good. Got a little bit of weird. Really narcissistic. Fell in love with a version of himself. But I understand that. I'm not narcissistic, but people are shitty, and I'd rather just date my shitty self.
Interesting way to look into that.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Okay.
Hawkeye was nice. Like, it was actually really good. It was nice. And WandaVision was good, but it terrified me.
Oh, okay. Because I'm kind of shocked, because my first hit is WandaVision, because one, it was just such a mysterious oddity that had to unravel with as the episodes went on, and then at the end of it, you kind of had to go back and really look.
Mm-hmm. But it was good. It was good. But the reason it terrified me, that think of it, Marvel World isn't too much different than our world, essentially. Aside from all the heroes, magical shit, because we don't got that. But the way that the history plays out is relatively the same. My thoughts of some random... Just like when it comes to Superman, some random, mentally unstable, white woman with reality warping powers terrifies the shit out of me. It's my history as a black man.
Yes, I get it. But after that, I would actually like to put Loki at second place. Because I enjoyed its end result a bit more than I did Falcon and Winter Soldier. And I like Captain America and the Winter Soldier, but I had to admit that speech at the end totally kind of pissed me off. It just turned into a really weird PSA. Say your prayers, eat your vitamins. That ended kind of, I don't know.
Hold on. I gotta move back to this side. I'm blocking Shenmue.
Kind of just makes me think, it's one of those times where I kind of wish that the little kid showed back up and shot everybody. Pretty much.
I would have been fine with that. I would have been fine with that.
But Hawkeye is just stuck in fourth place. It's not a bad show. I actually really enjoyed it because it was the most human show.
Yeah, it was the most. It was down to earth. There was no powers.
Semi-relatable. About to say, he was one of the first people after a fight. You saw this nigga grabbing ice, band-aids.
We forgot. These niggas either got some enhancements or they're not human. You just out here. Just 100% natural earthling.
And on top of that, now he's like he's pretty much he's deaf.
Yep.
And yo, all right, tell me if you remember this. Sorry, y'all. Remember in Spider-Man No Way Home in the first scene where he's like web-slinging away with MJ?
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that one of the signs in Times Square was Rogers the Musical?
Yes.
Okay.
God, that was so cringy.
Yo, but the sad part is I could see that being a thing. And at the same time, I feel like it was them mocking Spider-Man, Spider-Man, what was it called? Alone in the Dark or something? It was a really bad attempt at putting Spider-Man on Broadway. It ended up costing way too much money. It was absurd. So many different actors got hurt playing Spider-Man. Like, no, because like in the show, they were actually web-slinging into the crowd. It was such a thing. But anyway. But
anyway. Why?
What else do we have happen in 2021? Oh man. Well, a little game. There was a game that came out that was delayed, but it finally came out, and things were not what it was supposed to be. Talking about Cyberpunk 2077.
Fucking shit show.
And I mean, apparently it wasn't that much of an issue if you had PlayStation 5 or Xbox Series X or a gaming PC. But if you were anyone else, which at the time, because, you know, those systems were finite, a lot of people were pissed. And the devs flat out said, we told them it was not going to be ready. We told them this is not on us. They wanted us to change the game all around a year ago. and it's and it's and it's real and it's sad to say, because it's like it's this is nothing new in the gaming world, and it's like the devs say one thing but the suits say another, and at the end of the day the devs get screwed over and us the consumer gets screwed over. I mean, hell, you have Battlefield 2042 out right now and it's an absolute shit show. Glitches and bugs galore. At least CD Projekt Red had the common decency of offering people refunds.
Yeah. Yeah. I never got mine, but they definitely was like, hey, when do we fuck you? Here's your money back, and I can at least expect that.
And now that they let the devs do what they're doing, it's a beautiful game. The mm-hmm. update, like the updates, is absolutely excellent, and it feels like it's up to that CD Projekt Red standard that we've all grown to love. Like, maybe I should have just let these motherfuckers do it the way they were supposed to do. But you know what the ironic thing is? You know what the funny part is? What? This was still not the worst gaming release of 2021. It's like that's the craziest part to me. Like, you would think this would be the worst, but it's not. Ironically, it goes to Rockstar.
Oh my god, that god awful fucking remake of like everything.
Ah, yes, the remade trilogy, which is absolutely horrible. Hey, Queen.
Hey, Queen.
Hey, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. I am having technical difficulties today. Yeah, I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna be silent, unfortunately, because I can't really hear you guys.
That's okay. Well, we're talking about technical difficulties over here on the video game plane. Somehow, they wanted to redo the Grand Theft Auto trilogy. They hired this company that pretty much made an algorithm that would redo and remap everything, but did zero testing on it. It looks okay. It plays horrible. The physics are all over the place. When it rains, it looks so weird. And on top of that, you can't even put in the codes anymore. Like, what's the point?
Well, you guys got to take the time to remake that shit yourselves.
And it's like, bro. And what made it worse is they took down the previous version of the game off the marketplace. So it's not even like you can go back and buy that version that does work. Oh, man.
They still gonna have mofos sitting here paying giving whole paychecks towards fucking shark cards though.
Yeah, I'm good.
Give us six. I don't care about five being on the next gen. Give us six.
Yo, that's
I really don't care.
Cause it's just like, you know what else is coming to PS5 and Xbox Series X? What? Grand Theft Auto 5. What?
Like, give us six. Five has made enough money off of online alone for you to have made six already. And it's some fucking bullshit.
I'm still waiting on Sims 5.
Yo, how about that? Sims 5.
That's even worse.
didn't they show like a crazy little trailer for that? What, 2 years ago?
I think that might have been fan made, but I can't remember. I really, really
no. It was legit. It was from EA.
Yeah, they did say that because on Twitter they was like, is y'all playing? Like, is this for April Fools or y'all serious? Y'all like that ass?
Well, you know, when it's EA, no matter what, it's always April Fools. April Fools of microtransactions.
$39.
For what now?
$40. For fucking Sims 4 and all the expansion, all the shit.
The expansion packs are like $40 each.
Yeah.
Lord.
The expansion packs are $40 each, and they and like any of the other stuff. Now, here's the thing though: they need to allow mods on console. They need to stop playing, but you know that's where they're making most of their money for those who are using console.
Hmm. Because from what I understand, the mod community,
you know, anybody
is like,
who has a
computer, no, go ahead. The mod community has been doing its thing.
Yo, I'm here for all the black modders that are making mods for black people playing The Sims. Like, I'm here for all these hairstyles and the locks, the, you know, the curly hair and all of that. I'm so here for it.
They got that 4C mod.
They got black people that actually look like black people. Did you say foreskin mod? I can't.
4C.
Oh, all right. Yeah, they do. So you said foreskin. I was about to be like, yo, why, Corey? Why?
Jeez. Why would I go to such a place?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. It just sounds like something you would do though.
I don't think I ever want to be that up close in The Sims life to see that. I don't want to be that up close in any random person's life.
But wait, no lie though. There is a mod where you can actually get rid of the, I guess, the pixelated, you know, censorship on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't, like, for future reference, for anybody who has used those mods, you cannot stream with those mods turned on. You gotta pull those out of your mod folder when it comes to playing online. You cannot have those.
Of
like,
course they would have that.
The mod is,
you know how many...
They have a mod, like that mod in particular also can allow you, like when they doing the woohoo, they ain't under the covers. Shorty riding like a European racer, okay?
Kind of reminds
me of
that.
They also have the stripper, it's almost like Grand Theft Auto profession. Like it's like the stripper, like hooker profession or whatever you can do either or. It's very interesting. It really is. And you can also have them do drugs, you know, doing cocaine and all kinds of things. You gotta watch.
Because Sims is the game where you can play,
Sims 4 challenges
play God
hilarious.
With your friends' everyday lives. That's what the Sims is for. Also, it's entirely understandable. You know how many fucking Skyrim sex mods are out there?
They actually create, like, there's like, so what, yeah, they use those mods and then they post those videos on like X videos and stuff like that,
of course,
as hentai.
I mean, technically is,
I mean, it counts, I guess.
Oh,
and
let me be,
it counts, I guess. Easy segue from hentai. We got Resident Evil Village. We have Resident Evil Village come out this year.
Oh.
And, last year. And everyone fell in love with Lady D.
That was the most pleasant experience. Even though she was trying to kill me the entire time, and I could not be within her presence so long because she would try to kill me. It was the most pleasant experience of the entirety of the game up until she transformed.
I'm gonna let y'all rock out because my
y'all
horror
so masochist for real.
My horror movie Negro senses were tingling, and I'm just like, nope, not trusting it. Don't care. Nope.
It's a white woman. You know you can't trust it.
Nope.
Here's the thing.
It's a very tall, large.
She likes the taste of my blood. Nope.
Here's the thing. I expected that, but I don't know if y'all played it. I don't know if y'all finished it, but as someone who has played it and who has finished it, the rest of the trauma-inducing shit in there far exceeds Lady D becoming turning into some gorish monster. She ain't even some gorish monster. She's a really big, nasty-looking one. There are some ugly
You're
shit.
You're talking about the fetus.
I'm talking about the fetus, them creepy-ass dolls, the fucking lichens. The nickel with the hammer, dear God.
The lichen leader. But I thought Resident Evil Village was a very, very good, fun game. Not as scary as 7.
No.
But still fun because. 7.
I thought 7 wasn't scary though. 7.
Have you watched?
Okay, then. Is it just like Dead Space 3?
No, because Dead Space 3
or
is...
like 2, or was it 2? Yeah. That was like much.
Resident Evil 7 took. Well, mind you. It was not an action game. It really went back to survival horror. You had finite amount of supplies. The Baker family, it was the first time the game was in first person point of view. And I mean, these dudes were coming out the wall. Yo.
Seeing stuff like that would just not be for me. I can't do that. I can't.
Yeah, and I just realized how. Like, did you play 7?
Absolutely not. I did not.
Yeah. So how's
no, y'all going? Know I don't do horror games at all.
Right. So how you even gonna say it's not scary?
I'm like taking it down.
Babe said that it's 4 was scarier than 7.
Yo, there's something about a 6 near 7 foot man walking through a wall just to manhandle you with ease. Set fear in my gut. That's a little bit too close to real. I can visualize someone that big, dude.
4 was more action-packed and scary. 7 was literally bare minimum to get the fight back in closed spaces.
Crotch goblins.
Crotch goblins? What the fuck is that?
One of the family members literally.
And I ain't
like,
talking about kids.
One of the bosses you have to fight literally is like an insect, and she lifts up her skirt and there's a locust horde where her parts would be, and you have to set it on fire.
Crotch goblins.
Disgusting. Disgusting. That's all I gotta say. It's disgusting. Oh, one thing I will say though, this past year, is that you know, Queen X, I have I made affiliate number one, and then number two, I actually got a chance to play one of the and what in my opinion one of the greatest sci-fi games ever made, Mass Effect. Period. I don't care what nobody say. Space travel. If you love space travel, you like sci-fi. This is a game for you. I implore you. I am in 7 all day, Captain Shepard. Okay, Commander Shepard, all day. Okay,
somebody late.
That's my guy. That's what we doing.
I'm glad.
Like, I'm
glad you finally caught up with everybody else.
Telling y'all, cosplaying my version of Captain of Commander Shepard.
I just keep
what did you say, Corey? Because I didn't hear that.
I'm glad you caught up with everyone else.
It's like the Internet Explorer of nerd.
Yeah.
Fuck Shoot. You, okay?
I wasn't saying that to disparage you in any way. I'm sorry,
because they streamlined a lot of bullshit that people hated in the originals. So... Fuck Love all you. You. Okay. He won't stop calling me the Internet Explorer of nerddom. I am not that bad.
Yo! That's messed up. Yo.
Love you.
You know, yo, as funny as that is, you are not allowed to sell jokes like that.
Why? You got something to say, Gator?
I did not appreciate how funny that joke was. I'm sorry, Nico.
Love you.
Shit. Oh man! So in other news. oh no! Come back! Don't leave!
Y'all are fucking leave. Terrible.
You're the one that said it.
I didn't say that shit. Engine said that shit.
No, he did not call you the Internet Explorer.
Oh, no, I definitely did.
He absolutely did.
You didn't hear it the first time.
You didn't hear it the first time.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. I do not. That's
fucked up. Put it up to everybody.
That's fucked up. I'm,
Ain't it? So fucked up.
Love you.
That's fucked up. That, yo.
No, you don't. Not, you don't love me, nigga.
I love you.
That should not have been recorded. That's what that was. That's what that is. What else?
I'm not
better late than never, hoes.
Look, I'm not making fun of you for being nerdy. I'm nerdy. I'm just making fun of you. Be late on fucking.
That's because she was out there hanging with all the other cool kids doing cool shit.
We're the cool kids now.
But okay. And other news that happened in 2021, Last of Us 2 came out, and. Well, I think we should start with the Last of Us 2 leak. Because the spoilers for it were leaked, what? I want to say 2 months before it came out, Engine?
Yeah, about 2 months.
Yeah, the leaks for it were spilled onto the internet a few months before it came out. And we all knew that Joel was catching a big one. He was catching a golf club to the face. By a diesel transgender character. And of course, the very masculine sector of gaming was rustled. Guess that's a good way to put it.
Oh my God.
What?
Nothing. They just need to chill out. It's not all about y'all.
But you know, Me personally, I didn't care. Last of Us has a good story, which is currently, I think they just wrapped up filming for the actual show. So I look forward to seeing that on HBO. It's another horror one, so I wouldn't expect Nico to play the game, but I think she would probably enjoy the show.
I mean, Last of Us isn't that much horror.
Yeah, Nigga, I heard that lying. They were coming out with an HBO yes. Show for Last of Us 2. I watched the gameplay for it, and on like somebody was playing Grounded.
Oh, Grounded.
And
honey, yes.
It's basically like the hardest core that you could play on, hardest difficulty you could play on without getting hit not once. They were more than likely just, you know, trying to, you know, show off. But it was pretty impressive. And for me, like, I was like, oh, like I was told, you know, that's a third person game that I might definitely enjoy. But for me, I don't do zombies. And then on top of that, not only do you have to deal with zombies, but then you got to deal with regular ass people too. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, in the grounded mode, you can't, like, there's no thingy on there to, like, you know, the aim, John, to tell you, like, where your shot is going. Mm-hmm. There's nothing there for that. There's nothing there for that. It's interesting.
I don't got time for moves like that. I don't. I'll play something on, like, hard, but, like, moves like that, I don't got time. It's like the critical run with no experience, so you stuck at level 1 through the entire team. Like, nah, I'm good. I don't need it. It's a whole nother level of masochism you have to deal with. Move up. I can deal with the occasional horror game. I can't deal with, like, trying to get a perfect run on some bullshit-ass, hard-ass difficulty. Nah.
I always told y'all, I play games to relax. If anything's gonna give me anxiety, I don't need to be playing that shit. Fuck out of here. I will always take the casual and or easy mode if they got it. I'm cheating. I don't give a fuck.
I'm here to get the experience. I'm here to get my heart pumping and actually do some challenging shit. I'm not here to be mentally and physically abused. Reason why I don't play Dark Souls.
somebody else tried to tell me I should play that too, and I'm like, fuck out of here.
Wow, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Yo. People be setting you up to scare you.
They try it, but I don't be playing that shit. Detroit Becoming Human, though.
Oh, no, Detroit Becoming Human's fine.
I have a bit of, like...
And I've been playing Dragon Age Inquisition.
From last year. It kind of just happened. As of, like, a few weeks ago. It was on the Destiny end. Speaking of, like, hard difficulties. Destiny had released a new 30th anniversary pack.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, what?
Yeah, this is towards the end. This is December.
How did Destiny have a 30th anniversary?
Bungie had a 30th anniversary.
Oh, okay.
It was a Destiny event. My bad. It was a Destiny event. Bungie had a 30th anniversary. And normally, as a new player, a new light, you start off the game, your ghost be talking to you, you get the introduction, the movements, the firing, you get shown how the dynamic works where super dark spots, your ghost will actually come out and shine the light for you. Other than that, your ghost is not around, so that little motherfucker doesn't go kaput and you be on your last life. But you're supposed to learn the game.
Yeah.
What happened during the anniversary event... They had this activity called Dares of Eternity, and it immediately snatched you into it when you turned on the game. So brand new people hopped on Destiny, got pulled into an event that they were under leveled for, because the base level was like 1250. New lights are somewhere around 10 to 1100 in power. So that type of disparity, you don't even see in the end game content, which is the harder stuff in the game. So you don't see that type of disparity in it. And they just got thrown into the wolves against the rock. There's people who have been stuck in that mode. There's people who've been stuck in that mode since the event started.
I mean, is this still a thing?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So they started the game and immediately got put on Dark Souls.
Wait. Engine, for clarity, what level are you on Destiny?
Power level is 1350. My season pass level is like 200 something.
Oh, okay.
You see, when the levels are shown, they show the season pass level when you look at another character. And when it's one, you got on basic gear. You just started. Everything you have is all white and common. You were about to get touched. And I mean, touched. They couldn't even... I went in there, decreased my power, went into a match to help people out, and went in there and just saw them getting slaughtered. So I'm talking spawn, dead. I thought I was looking at some bots playing. That's how bad it was.
Horrible.
It was sad and hilarious at the same time. I only helped a few.
Now, there's one thing that definitely happened in 2021. 35th anniversary for Mario. Definitely makes me feel old as shit.
Cause you are.
Pretty much a 35th anniversary for Super Mario, and I'm like, geez, that's horrible. Now he's got a movie coming out being played by Chris Pratt. And apparently the whole internet was upset over that last year.
Did y'all just say Chris Pratt is playing Mario?
Yes, he will be the voice of Mario in the Super Mario Brothers animated movie. It's being produced
He just better not sound like Chris Pratt. That's all I'm gonna say.
Here's the thing. Yes, we know that Mario has some type of voice, but like the main voice of Mario has never said officially any lines.
Like my man, Mario. Like he
aside
said
from
one
his
or
names,
two words,
one or two words and random sounds. That's all he does across all of that. Like all of one. What? Like that's all. It's me, Mario. That's all he has ever said.
I mean, they have Jack. It's good. Jack Black is going to be playing Bowser.
I'm okay with Bowser having a voice. Because we only heard grunts from him. In most things.
And of course, Miyamoto, the creator of Mario, he's had complete creative control over the entire production. Because let's just say after that one Super Mario Brothers movie back in the 90s, they've never trust movie makers ever again.
We don't.
So this is their first. This is literally their first time.
I don't blame them.
Don't mention that.
They be on some other stuff, like completely.
So I don't blame them not trusting movie makers with it, because they always try to Americanize shit, which is so annoying. It's super annoying.
Well, I don't know. It's a very awkward thing when you say Americanize and Mario Brothers, because it was, they made Mario while they were living in America.
Yeah, sure. But at the end of the day, what I'm saying by Americanize, Westernize.
There we go. I got you.
It's the westernization of shit. From, you know, games, anime, and stuff like that, where they just ruin shit. Look at Dragon Ball Z, fucking Avatar.
Wait, are you mean Dragon Ball Evolution?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Avatar.
Well, no, Avatar is American. Avatar is American.
And they still fucked that up.
That was Nickelodeon's issue. That was
either way. They still fucked it up again. Westernized. Even though, yes, it might have been created by somebody in the U.S., it was based on characters that were not in the U.S.
Yes, but it was like the creators are very American.
Okay, sure, fine. I'll give you that. But how the fuck did you fuck that up?
It has diverse people that you can.
Because Paramount Studios, the folks above Nickelodeon, kept interfering.
And that's my point, that westernization. Yeah. It's not just, it's not like, I'm not just talking about, oh, you know, the weird ass, you know, westernization as far as the culture they try to put on it or whatever, when they try to like leave their mark on shit, when they take stuff from the East. But I'm talking about even that, though. The fact that Paramount kept interfering with the shit and then turned it into pretty much something that none of the fans fucking recognized as anything from the original material, really.
Like a movie. Other than the names. Like a movie about Egypt. Got nothing but white people.
I mean, shit. You had an Egyptian movie about Egyptians and had nothing but white people for the leads. But yep. You had all the colored motherfuckers in every other supporting role.
Including Chadwick Boseman, R.I.P.
Chadwick. R.I.P.
Chadwick.
We love him. Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever!
Right. He will always be Black Panther to us.
But, and you know what, Nico, that brings up a very great point. Actually, it was actually one of my favorite movies of 2021. Zack Snyder's Justice League.
I haven't seen it because
it was long. I heard
it was like 2.5 hours or something like that.
No, it's 4 hours long.
4 hours.
Holy shit.
It's four hours.
Oh, he wanted to go for the Titanic record. Because you remember when you had to rent Titanic from Blockbuster and they had to give you two tapes?
Yeah, but I only watched the second tape because I was there for the crashing and the dying. I didn't give a fuck about that.
You were fucking
your comfort. That was your comfort scene.
That's because
you know why?
I mean,
I was forced to watch Amistad.
That's just like you, Engine, watching like the second to last episode of Invincible.
Question: have you watched Spider-Man?
No, I haven't seen it. I did watch The Matrix Resurrection, though.
Good, good, good. I won't say much, but I have a new comfort scene, and it's in Spider-Man.
Oh, dear God.
From the window! Whoa!
Whoa!
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. What y'all done did now?
I would like to tell you, but I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah,
because
okay. Don't tell me. It's actually a movie I really don't
want to spoil.
All right, well, don't tell me because I actually want to see it.
But Zack Snyder, of course, when he was filming the Justice League back in 2016, one of his kids passed away. And he wanted to suspend production. And Warner Brothers was like, fuck that. You're replaceable. We'll bring Joss Whedon in. We'll do some reshoots. It'll be fine. Joss Whedon looks at the script and is just like,
I'm not touching it.
There's a lot that needs to be done here. Fuck that. Rewrite it. The movie can't be longer than 2 hours. Okay. But what about Henry Cavill's mustache? CGI that shit.
Ew. Ew.
Yo. That,
speaking of Henry Cavill.
He's winning.
He is definitely winning. He, of course, he came, like, his Netflix came out with the second season of The Witcher this past December. I watched the whole season. Have you guys seen it?
I am a few episodes away because I've been watching it in an episodic pace.
I've seen
like
two episodes, I think.
It is really good. One of the things I will say, like, when you're even starting the series at all, I would suggest you definitely pay attention. It's one of those series where, like, you literally have to pay attention to everything that's going on, mm-hmm. because they kind of jump around in time.
Yep.
And you don't realize that they're jumping around in time until you do. You know what I mean? Or unless somebody tells you that they're jumping around in time. But it's really great. One of the things that I did notice that was noted from one of the biggest fanboys of that series was that his weapon kind of changed from season one to season two because his hand kept getting caught when he was trying to do certain scenes and things of that nature. So they had to kind of like tilt and like kind of like bend the ends of the blade up a little bit near the hilt to kind of like make it a little easier on him to be able to maneuver and do all the things that he needed to do as Geralt. And that was just really, really enjoyable. It was definitely very enjoyable to watch, definitely very interesting. The main villain in the story was not an actual villain that actually existed in the books. This was something they created. And so to see that, you know, come to fruition, they did a really great job. They did change some things around, but everything that they did that they changed wasn't all that terrible and wasn't all that bad at all, actually. Like I said, I quite very much enjoyed it and everything. So it's very cool. And apparently now they just came out with a collaboration with Netflix. King Vader, Netflix collaboration with The Witcher. The story of Kane is now on YouTube. It's the first Black Witcher. The story of Kane. He's the first Black Witcher, and this is available on YouTube.
Every time I try to watch,
King Vader made it via the Netflix Dreams project.
That's fantastic!
Superman, with an affinity for
that. So that's available on YouTube. So I would definitely check that out. You know, The Witcher, the story of Kane. So. He would be the first Black Witcher. It's very, very interesting. I'm definitely going to have to dig more deeply into this.
It's funny.
To find out more.
It's funny you say that because at PAX Unplugged, I was speaking to the company behind the Witcher tabletop game as well as the
site. You're talking about CDPR?
No. They specifically do the video game.
Oh, okay. CDPR.
There's another company. There's another company that does the tabletop, R. Tulsarian. But mind you, they all communicate with each other to put out good products.
Right.
And he was saying how their next expansion for The Witcher takes you into the southern region where it's going to be warmer, and by default there are going to be more witches of color. Because their PR manager was like, listen, the creation of this it all took place up north. A lot of people of color weren't thought of back then. No one was trying to be racist. It's just how the world was thought of in that.
You talking about with The Witcher?
Yeah.
Like the casting and everything. I mean, well, definitely
not. He's not speaking on the show.
He's talking about the tabletop.
He's just speaking
game.
On the table. Well, the game world in general. When it was designed, look at the region it was coming from. No one was thinking.
it's not like we don't do cold. We don't really do cold. We are not really like a, you know, snow mountains and glaciers and shit kind of people. Like that was never that was never our area that we thrived in. We always thrived in a warmer climate. Always.
We are equator people.
Exactly. We are definitely equator people. So I think that they're, I don't know, me personally, like even in the show or whatever, like initially I was wondering like, all right, where do black people at though? But then I started thinking about what time period this was and like where this was. And it's like, that actually kind of makes more sense. You know, I'm not upset. And here's the thing, though. They definitely did try to add a little more diversity in the story anyway with their casting. Yep. Like, the pretty motherfucker from Marco Polo.
yeah.
You know, y'all know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
The pretty motherfucker. They got him as Vilgefortz.
And I'm just like, wait. When did you see? I was like, when did you see Marco Polo?
This year.
That's what I was like.
Yep, I watched the whole all three seasons this year, or no, two. It was two, right?
It was two.
Yeah, it was two. I watched that and Into the Badlands. That was another really good one. That was three seasons though, and that was really great. Honestly, I wish they would have kept going with both of those because those were really, really great stories that were developed very, very well, you know.
But not enough people was watching Marco Polo to compensate for that that how much they were spending. Budget.
I mean, yeah. But they definitely, you know what's crazy though? They started with Marco Polo is technically a spinoff from the original that they started, which was the story of 100 Eyes.
No, they made the 100 Eyes short like somewhere between 1 and 2.
Okay, between season 1 and 2.
Yeah, they made that nice little short.
Well, that was perfect to me. Like, that was great to give him a good backstory and whatnot, because it's like, I know a lot of people are probably wondering, like, how the hell is this blind motherfucker just beating the brakes off of every nigga with two eyes? Like, it doesn't make sense. And why is he still, you know, working with Kublai after all of this? And, you know, there's a lot there. So there was so much story there, so much history there. It's very interesting. Ironically, because, you know, a lot of that had to do with the Mongol and the Song dynasty. Ironically, I saw and watched Bling Empire after that, which featured one of the wives of one of the, like, the 24th heir of the Song dynasty, which was even more interesting. So, like, to see her struggles and the things that she went through within that family itself is not surprising given what we've already kind of, like, yeah, like the way they kind of depicted the story already in Marco Polo. Because even though that was, you know, historical fiction, you know, with some creative
There's some actual facts being thrown around.
Right. There are actual facts that are there, which was interesting. And, like, there were so many questions they left unanswered for the second, at the end of the second season. I was so upset. Yeah. I was so upset. I was like, no, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
How do you think I felt at the end of The Get Down?
Yeah, that one too. That one too. Like, I was upset that they canceled that because everybody was watching that though. Like, that actually was popular.
Not enough. That was the problem. Was it was a lot of people in our culture watching it, and not everyone else's culture.
Yeah, I guess it's just annoying though. Because, like, here's the thing though: when it's corny or when it's lame or when it's centered around, you know, the palm colored folk, you know, and nobody cares, they'll keep it going for X amount of seasons. But let it be some shit that the colored folks like, or the folks of color like, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, we're spending way too much money on this. Oh, but you ain't trying to do budget cuts on New Girl or any of the other shows. And I know New Girl wasn't something that Netflix themselves produced, but that was just an example of a dumbass show really did not need as many seasons as it got.
I'd say Cowboy Bebop had 75 million individual account views, and it still got cut.
My point, when there's stories that are not around based around their people, it's so easy to just.
I can't say that because there are also shows.
I will say where the reason why Cowboy Bebop went left the way it did was because of the fans.
Yeah,
the fans ruined that shit. Actually, to be fair, on that one in particular,
you had dumbass fans who were like, "If it's not just like the anime, it's gonna suck." Even though the creator was like, "We're not making this just like the anime. We're gonna change a few things around." I'm like, y'all argument is null and void.
They already weren't said even upset. From the beginning. They were more upset at the fact that Faye wasn't like scantily clad.
What the hell is wrong with y'all?
Well, you know, is what from what I've been told, it's called fan service, and they felt like they didn't get their fan service.
Because you're older now. Grow the fuck up.
You know they'll never do that.
Yeah.
You know they'll never do that.
And I think John Cho and Mustafa did great as Jet Black and Spike. I think they captured them perfectly.
Is that just me to just hear Corey like kind of like voice kind of like being weird? Is that just me?
Hello?
What?
Do you hear that?
Yeah, you sound like
a robot, like a transformer.
Like you're talking through a fucking fan. Jesus.
Yeah, y'all sound like transformers right now. I'm gonna leave a comment.
She's a goddamn Decepticon. I knew it. She's a goddamn Decepticon.
I knew it. Too damn pretty. Too damn pretty to hang out with.
Shut your ass up. That's too damn pretty.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah.
All right.
But
oh wow, last year it was you, Corey. Now I'm stuck in 2021.
No, see, you're in Florida, so, you know, that's just a roll of the dice.
Wait, let me tell you how I asked Siri, like, when 2022 was, and didn't this bitch respond 364 days from now? I took a picture of it this time, so motherfuckers would think I'm crazy.
Listen.
I had to.
Listen, you're talking to a person who talks to... He talks to Siri like it's people. But all right, hey, you know what? We gotta talk about we do have to talk about this one here. We have to, Engine. We gotta one of my favorite things from 2021. Abba and Preach versus Fresh and Fit.
Oh my
God. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Yes.
That was
definitely a winner. Because Abba and Preach are nerds.
Yep.
They really are. There are people. We understand. Like, and Fresh and Fit are fake jocks. Like, they're not even jocks. Yeah. They're fake jocks.
They like to act like they were popular in high school. Those are the dudes that weren't really popular that popular in high school. Like, they tried to pretend to be cool with the popular kids and whatnot, but the popular kids were like, "We don't fuck with you." Those are the people. Those are the guys that would lie to the popular kids so that they would accept them. Who was looking for approval from the popular kids and shit? Like, those are very, very hurt men.
Yo, for those who don't know, I've been preached. They're a YouTube, their YouTube channel, and they're also stand-up comedians. They do some reaction videos, and they also just they talk about their thoughts and feelings on certain topics. Yep. And Fresh and Fit is a YouTube channel and podcast that started, I want to say, in early 2021. I want to say they started in either early 2021 or late 2020.
They started last year.
They haven't been around that long.
Of course, yeah. They haven't been around that long because nobody want to hear that bullshit. Like,
no,
and the only reason why they are because they're on that bullshit.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Now here's the weird part. they try to pose as a channel that's about fitness and teaching financial stability, right? They'll have a few videos on it. Well, let me get to that. They'll have videos about like financial stuff and how to stay fit and fit. But when you look at the views on those videos, they're peanuts compared to the video of them where they're where it's later at night and they're surrounded by other women in Miami, all Instagram influencers and things like that. And they try this woman hater, weird alpha macho machismo shit. And they try to come off as the smartest guys in the room because they have very misleading conversations with these women. And a lot of times when the women say things that they don't like, one of them, Myron, Mr. Fit or Fresh, one of them, the one that has the fading hair, the one that has the
balding
fading
in the middle, he's balding. Yes. In the middle. Mm-hmm, the one that's
bald in the middle,
who be on Seeking Arrangements.
He calls it going into Frank Castle mode and kicking the women out. And I'm just like, you're the really first hyped video about women out.
Premiered on May 8th, 2020.
Oh, okay. So, all right, 2020.
2 years. So they didn't even been there a whole 2 years, though. Nice. Been on there a whole 2 years. So I guarantee you a lot of this came from them watching. Like, they were emboldened by who? Kevin Samuels.
But here's a weird thing. And
to be fair, Kevin Samuels didn't start out that way. He did.
Here's the thing. I'm going to defend Kevin Samuels to a certain extent. Kevin Samuels has been keeping the same energy with men and women.
No, I that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying that he's a woman basher, but no. They took his message. A lot of these motherfuckers out here have took his message of the shit that he be saying to women, not realizing that he is applying it to both sexes. And have felt emboldened to just bash women because of the way Kevin has gone about carrying his show now. Because before, he was getting in on the dudes and going in on the dudes just as much as the girls and whatnot, and trying to actually help people. Like, that was the intention, and you could tell that. But the problem of it is that now all of a sudden, because, you know, him being just disrespectful just gets him views. You know, like, why are you coming at this woman for wearing a bonnet? It's late at night, and she's probably ready to go to bed, but just wanted to come on to have a conversation. Yeah. Like, this is social media. This is not a job interview. This is nothing professional. You might be dressed up in your living room or whatever with your little suit on or whatever, but, like, who said she has to?
You are no one special for her, so she's not. She doesn't feel the need to impress you.
But the problem is, even before he turned it started turning that way, Kevin Samuels was trying to better people, but Fresh and Fit and a lot of dudes with that mentality,
they just hurt.
They became monsters, and these are definitely like it's one of those things where technically, Kevin Samuels was doing good, but he made so many monsters in the process. It's like, nigga, maybe you shouldn't do it at all.
Well, no, like, honestly, Fresh and Fit at this point, why don't y'all just say y'all like men?
I mean, no, they like women. They just also, they don't know how to talk to women.
That's my point. Like, no, you clearly don't like women because you're not even trying to take the time to learn how to talk to women. You don't even want to take the time to actually correct yourself or even learn anything better or new to better yourself.
What kills me is, how do you come at sex workers, then hit up sex workers on websites? That's what I never understood.
Yeah, it's weird. Well, that's the one thing. That's how him, like them and Kevin Samuels differ, though. Kevin Samuels is like, listen, I will pay an escort. Even if I'm just paying for her time. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Because she knows how to handle herself like a professional.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't got to worry about it. And I think that's where Abba and Preach, and that's where they started to butt heads when they were talking about that. Like, no, if you want somebody to be subservient to you, this, and this, in this way to you, you probably more than likely are going to have to pay for that. You don't want to hear the truth, but it is the truth.
These are facts.
So it's like, what is your problem, sir?
And you know? And it's funny because every once in a while, they'll bring on a bunch of people and also have everybody drinking. So you know, they want people to act out. Mm-hmm. Like, so and
every once in a while, though, in terms of that, like, you don't have to drink if you don't want to.
True.
You know what I mean, know what I mean, and you know where you at. If you know where you at, you should know better.
But here's where things get really slimy with them, and this was revealed this year between between the beef they had with Abba and Preach, because apparently the one with the fading hair, he inboxes women to be guests, and then tries to get them to sleep with him to be on the show.
Wow.
And when they got called out about it, they tried to hit their audience with a razzle dazzle. It was like, no, but this is how you hook up with these chicks. You gotta come at them like this. It's like, no, you don't. It's like, this is why now a lot of people just watch y'all for entertainment. It's like, no one takes notes from you guys. But I think it's gotten to a point where maybe people should just stop watching in general.
Yeah,
they keep up with all these copyright strikes like they have been.
Oh man,
they're not gonna have a chance.
First off, all the bullshit that goes down with them, a lot of people report on it. And the last one was when what is it? Fit, I guess. Fresh for the
one
fresh
of them niggas.
Yeah, he was talking about how. He has a girl and she loves him for him, but they met on Seeking Arrangements.
Sure, and then she loves you for you.
And then and DJ Academics was there, and he was like, how did y'all meet? He was like, we met online, we talked for a bit. I would ask her out and she kept saying no. But then one night I asked her out and we were going on a yacht and she showed up. He was like, oh, so she showed up when you mentioned the yacht. Huh. it's just wild.
Congratulations. Please yourself.
Yeah.
They got called out for being simping. For simping.
And then the other one, it's like, bro, just say you really hate women that have opinions.
I'm basically telling you, yo, if you read this, like, yo, Evan Preach read these motherfucking Seeking Arrangements profile, and that shit was laughable.
What copyright strike after copyright strike?
But what cracked me up was when he said he would beat Preach the fuck up, and Preach was like,
Set it up. And I would love to see that, but I noticed that none of them want to say nothing after that.
Yeah, like and Preach came with the receipts.
None of them want the smoke.
They don't really
want the smoke. They're not really ready for the smoke, for real. Not for real, for real.
But one, like, it just dawns on me that, especially with how we are here, I want to put so much emphasis on, especially when we bring up news and stuff, we want to keep our integrity. And because every time I see them and I see the dumb shit they do, I just try to remember to stay humble, work on the facts. No need to sandbag people you're interviewing. I'm like,
yeah, it's just weird. They got a whole lot of weird energy, and I don't like it. To be honest with you, I'm almost certain at this point that they are closeted gay men who just hate women. You gotta.
But I mean, they in Miami. That's
not surprising.
It's a perfect place to be out and proud.
Hey man, clearly they don't feel that way because you know how it is in our communities in certain places and spaces.
This Miami, it's a community for everybody.
I'm sure there is, but all I'm saying is, as far as the Black community is concerned, you know how it gets real weird when it comes to LGBTQ.
First off, I don't think these dudes I don't think these dudes are of the culture in any way, shape, or form.
Hold on. Despite their skin tone.
Florida.
Yeah.
That's right. The only place where you can be both classy and bougie and trashy while doing cocaine. Yeah, they...
Just by how they talk to women, especially Black women, they are not of the culture.
Yeah, I must agree. Yeah, it's weird. So, and then on top of that, like, they like to spice shit. Like, instead of directly quoting shit, like, how you post a video or a clip of, you know, an exchange you had between people, and then you write in your story misquoting the fucking video that you posted. How does that work?
I don't know. Especially one video where he said he owned someone there. But when you watch it, it's like, no, she actually owned you.
You know, like, are we not watching that is ego. The same argument? A lot of them, listen, I want to see if these motherfuckers are still saying the same shit in the next 5 to 10 years.
I don't know.
If they have a career in the next 5 to 10 years.
That's what I'm saying. If somebody don't either knock their head off their shoulders and or, you know, put them on a shirt.
And the funniest thing is they built so many bad relationships in their finite amount of time. And I find that so strange because I'm like, wait,
that's not strange. Come on.
I'm like, all these people work. Well, I'm being sarcastic. I'm like, all these people used to work with y'all and now all of a sudden they're enemies. And I'm just like,
You know who I would love to have on the show though? Abba and Preach. That would be so great.
I would love to.
Honestly, I think we should probably reach out to them and see if they want to do like a Zoom or even come on like StreamYard to do like interviews.
I'm gonna try.
Listen, I can't do it directly because I tried to shoot my shot with Abba already. And failed miserably. Ooh. It was an air ball, my guy. I got curved. In a nice way. But I definitely got curved.
I can't do it.
You
reach out to Preach then, at least.
No, I'm not doing that. Because then he's going to be like, yo, that's the girl that I curved. Nope. I don't want any type of like, oh, you did this just to try to get close to me type. I'd rather someone else from the junkies.
Okay. Reach out
that way. There's no fun. They don't feel like there's no funniness. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I can see how that could be seen as, oh, you want some weird shit. No. I will allow the powers that be to do so. You know, without me, my input. Because I was trying to shoot my shot with him personally. But even if I, you know, try to switch it around now, it's just too late. You know? Okay. I probably should have started with that. So, you know, that's on me. This is a pretty long episode for our first episode back.
It's our first time back. That's why.
Yeah, we've missed you guys.
I've missed y'all, of course.
Aww, and, we miss you too.
Missed you.
I miss y'all lots. But yeah, you know, like, honestly, I feel like the worst movie of 2021 though was probably Matrix Resurrection.
I'm gonna disagree.
I don't miss you anymore. Get out.
I'm gonna disagree with you.
Okay, you could disagree. That's fine. That's your opinion. What do you feel like was the worst movie of 2021?
Man. Worst. Yeah. There is a lot. Like that was the thing. It was a good couple of them, too.
All right. Which ones? Name three.
Ooh. Red Notice.
I forgot about that. See, it was so bad I forgot it.
Yeah, Red Notice, Snake Eyes, The Last Duel.
Didn't see that one.
Fast 9.
Didn't see
that. Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City.
Didn't see that one either.
Yeah, like.
I mean, when you said Red Notice, I was like, oh, geez, I forgot about that one. Jeez.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, with The Matrix Resurrection, it's because that was the last thing I probably have seen recently. But Venom. I was it was almost like watching someone make a Facebook status about how awesome they were back in the day, and then like the status.
But the cardinal worst film of 2021 is Space Jam.
Uh-huh.
Space Jam.
I haven't seen it, so I can't say that I agree. But I do trust your opinion when it comes to that one.
Rhythm.
Yeah, Space Jam, The New Legacy is hands down one of the
best
worst films.
Best movie of 2021.
Best movie. Best movie,
The Way Home.
I'm not.
For the ass alone, The Way Home.
I'm gonna say Nobody, because that still might be one of my favorite movies of last year. Nobody, because I honestly didn't expect it to be that crazy of a ride, but it was. Spider-Man No Way Home, and I've got to give Ryan Reynolds his credit at least once this year. Free Guy.
Okay. All right. And best TV show. I vote Squid Game.
Argue Squid Game, but you say Squid Game, I'll say WandaVision.
That was good. I don't know though. It was good, but I have my gripes with it. It was mainly about Wanda as a character, though.
It's a toss up.
Not really about the story. Arcane.
And Hit Monkey.
Yo, and the funny thing is, I wasn't sure. I was like,
you wasn't expecting it to hit like that. What?
Yo, Hit Monkey hit way harder than expected.
Right?
Hit way harder than expected.
He's not expecting that. I ain't gonna get no spoilers, but yo, if you haven't seen Hit Monkey, definitely go watch Hit Monkey.
Oh, you know what? No, I changed my mind. My top, Boy of the House Husband.
Hello?
Of course.
Nigga, you could have put yourself on mute for that.
Sorry, guys. I gotta go. My food is here.
All right,
it's about time for us to go. We want to thank you guys for we want to thank you guys for listening in today.
And I feel like you're gonna keep that shit in there too.
Yes, he is. Nico, it was so good to have you here. I want to see you all the time. Demon Engine, my nigga.
Okay. Yeah.
Again, we want to thank you guys for listening in today, especially you guys out there on YouTube.
Welcome back. Happy New Year.
It's good to be back. Plus, if you're listening to us as your podcast, we want to thank you again for downloading. You made last year one of our best years ever. It's time to just take it up to the next level. Just keep on doing what you do. Go to marrymemedia.com. Check us out. I'm Corey Salt True Floyd, and I'll be out. Take us away, Demon Engine. Follow me on queennick.org.
Hi, everybody. This is Corey Salter True Floyd for Marry Me Media, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast video. Please like, comment, and subscribe, and don't forget to check out our other videos right over here. You have a good one. See you around.